FM 90.3 WJTL. This is your place for Christ Community Music. Tim Hughes right there, All Glory. Randall Goodgame with Mike Weaver of Big Daddy Weave before that. And Blanca, Who Am I? Dan Bremnes in there too, Wherever I Go. You got to check out his website. Dan Bremnes just, he walked down the street in New Orleans and he found a band, a street band in New Orleans, and said, you know what? Here's my song and I'd like you to play it with me. So he did one take. Dan Bremnes down in New Orleans. And we've been talking about Russ Taff. He is on the air with me tonight. Russ Taff, welcome to the program with Nick at Night.
Oh, thank you, Nick. Thank you. It's good to be here.
I'm so glad you are here. Do you say, let me ask you this, do you say New Orleans or do you say Nolens?
I'm from the South, so we do New Orleans.
You do? Okay. Well, I am excited to have Russ Taff here with me. We're going to talk to him about his brand new film. We'll take a look at the weather forecast in just a moment. But Russ Taff has a film called I Still Believe, and it comes out tomorrow. This is a one-night-only event. I can't stress that enough. And it appears that they all start at 7 o'clock in the Susquehanna Valley. Is that the way it is really across the nation, Russ?
Yeah, everybody's doing it at 7 o'clock.
I love that. The continuity nationally. We should have had a prayer rally at the same time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm talking with Russ Taff, and he has a film called I Still Believe. It's coming out tomorrow at 7 o'clock for one night only. And this is how you can find out where the closest theater is to you. Go to fathomevents.com, or you can go to russtaff.com, and there's a place there on the right-hand side that you can click on Russ Taff in select cinemas October 30th. Only just click on that, and that will help you find a theater near you. Russ, you going to stick around with me for a minute, and we'll talk about movies, we'll talk about music?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'd love to.
All right. We'll do that. We'll do that next. I'll give you a look at the weather forecast, and then we'll jump right back in with Russ Taff here at WJTL. Overnight tonight, decreasing clouds, 37 on Tuesday, sunshine, 56. Winning Wednesday, mostly sunny skies and a high near 65. On Thursday, chance of showers moving in. Looks like it's going to stay here with us for the next few days, Wednesday into Thursday, into Friday, into your extended forecast. Here at the Junction Center, we have overcast skies and 50.
The soundtrack for your spiritual journey.
FM 90.3, WJTL.
WJTL, I am on the line here with Russ Taff, who has a film called I Still Believe coming out from fathomevents.com is where you can find that theater near you Tuesday night at 7 p.m. And there's up on YouTube a 2-minute look at the movie trailer. You can just type in YouTube Russ Taff movie and that movie trailer will come up for you to see. Russ Taff, so many fantastic tunes have been spun over the four decades that you have been making music. But something tells me the depth of the lyrics that you've delivered to us came from a darker place, maybe even a darker place in a small church where you sat and talked with God. Do you remember clearly those years in that little church?
My goodness, I do. You know, my one of the worst beatings I ever got in my life was I was 9 years old, and I told my little friend that Mom and Dad had had an argument, and the pastor is supposed to be perfect, and my older brother overheard me, and he told Mom, and when I got home, she just went crazy on me and was slapping me and punching me, saying, "You don't tell anybody what goes on in this family. You don't tell anybody what goes on in this family." And I ended up in a fetal position on the floor against the wall with her just kicking and screaming and kicking and screaming, "You don't tell anyone what goes on in this family." Mm. And it started when I was 11. She couldn't talk outside the family either. And they call it covert incest. It's not touching, but it's like you take one of your children and make them your spouse that you can talk, you know, and you
right.
talk.
Process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it started when I was 11, and she would come into my room, and I had to sit up on the side of the bed, and she would just start dumping. Mm-hmm. You know, we're probably going to lose the house. There won't be lunch money for you guys next week, and I don't know what we're going to do. You know, he can't get sober, and so she would dump all this on me, and she would feel better. You know,
of course she did. Yeah, she talked it
but
out.
I can't tell anybody. Yeah,
right.
And I'm sitting there, and who do I tell? You know, and I lay awake all night just terrified,
right.
Terrified. And this went on night after night after night. But I remember Mama had a key, and they'd voted Daddy out when I was about 12. They voted him out when I was 7. They voted him out when I was 12. And then later on, like when I was 17, they voted him out again in different churches. But Mama had a key to the church, and I couldn't talk to anybody. And I just wanted to go to that church.
Mm-hmm.
And by myself, and I wasn't welcome there either. When they voted Daddy out the next Sunday night, I had learned my song and had my little acoustic guitar, and the pastor stopped me at the door, and he said, "Rush, you're not welcome here."
Mm.
And I said, "Uncle Kenneth, I didn't do anything wrong." And he said, "I know, but you're a son, and we don't want you here."
Mm.
And so I was, you know, the only thing, I couldn't play sports. You know, I was too short and slow. But I could do music, and music held me. And when there's addiction going on in the home, there is no structure. You know, you can stay out to 5 in the morning, and no one really cares.
Mm.
I found Mama had a key to the church, and I would go down there about 11 o'clock at night, and I would, you know, kind of feel my way. When you're 12 years old, a dark church is scary.
Yeah, it is.
But I feel my way through the benches up to the front, and there was a little desk sitting on the side, and there was a lamp, and I would turn it on so nobody could see a big light in the church and call the police or something. But
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I would just sit there and talk to God, and I'd talk to Jesus, and I would tell him how scared I was,
mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what to do with all this, that I'm terrified, and there's nothing I can do.
Mm-hmm.
But I started doing that, and when I would do that, I felt better.
Right.
And I would just, night after night after night, I would sneak down there, like at 11 o'clock at night after my mother got through dumping on me, and
mm-hmm.
and I would just go down there and cry and talk to Jesus. But I don't know, that started something between he and I, that even through the years, that it was so dark and scary, and, you know, I was making horrible decisions out of fear, and but I would still talk to him. I would just still talk to him like I, you know, I would, like I did when I was 12 years old.
I love that.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I feel like the Family Life article, it's at familylife.com. It really, you know, talks about some of the backstory that you're referring to, your father being a pastor, and really a fire and brimstone pastor, expecting perfection, and nobody in the congregation could achieve it, let alone anybody in the family. And it really was building isolation, I feel like, for all of you, for your mother, especially in the story as it plays out here, for you and for your mother and for your father, and just shows the war within. And, you know, I can't help but to look through some of the things that your father had said to you in the article. It mentions that it actually mentions something that I've heard before in my childhood. You're not worth the bullet to shoot you with, is what your father had said to you. You're not worth the salt that goes on your bread, and you'll never be worth anything. I tell you, man, those words.
Oh, my Lord. And his parting gift to me when I was 17 years old, and I just couldn't live in that system anymore. And his parting gift to me is, you'll never make it.
Mm.
You'll never make it. And I just stood there as they drove off, and I was so angry, you know, that would be his parting gift to me. But, you know, they were raising me the way they were raised. So,
yeah.
And they didn't set out to, you know, really mess up me and my brothers to where, you know, we're so insecure. But getting that verbal message every day of, you know, you're not worth anything and you'll never amount to anything.
Right.
And Garrison Keillor said one time, you know, talking about his folks and what they said, he said, it went in my ears and down my spine and it took root there. And it's at the point now that I say it to myself all the time.
So
and
true.
It's so hard when you're serving that old line Pentecostal God that doesn't love you very much. And you just feel so guilty all the time because you're not living perfect and you can't.
Yeah, you
can't. And my dad would preach that for 8 months and then he'd disappear and drink for a month. He couldn't live up to it either.
No doubt.
It was just a hard thing for him.
Well, we are going to go to a song by you. We're talking with Russ Taff, and his film, I Still Believe, shows at 7 o'clock tomorrow night for one night only. Please visit fathomevents.com and find that theater that's closest to you. There's so many right here in the Susquehanna Valley that are showing that film tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We'd love for you to see it. I want to play a song because I do think about those words that have been really hung around our neck in a way that we carry them around a little bit like a badge, a little bit like a scar. And I want to contradict that with your song Metals. And so right now we're going to go back to 1985 with Russ Taff. And again, check him out at russtaff.com. We're talking about I Still Believe, the film, tomorrow night. We'll talk more with Russ Taff here in about 4 minutes on FM 90.3 WJTL. Thank you so much, Russ. I'm so glad you're here tonight.
Oh, me too, Nick.